I would love for you to keep face to face, regardless of the methodology, masterclass or clear content, you know, content and language integrated learning or flipped classroom, but not 100% virtual at this moment. We agree with this online classes, but face to face, in my opinion, is the best way for learning or for teaching. And about the teaching assessment methodologies that I imagine, with the great diversity of existing methodologies at this moment, I believe that in many 20 years, we will have knowledge enough to extract the best ones. You know, every generation has its way. So at this moment, we have a generation, a diverse generation, with a lot of possibilities of teaching and learning. And we can choose the best one in each moment, not the most convenient, but the best. And at this point, I think we have done enough research to come up with things that it works. No, it's not maybe the best, but it works. So it is the best option, in my opinion, because it's not necessary to invent the wheel. The wheel is already invented of many sizes and of many different materials, but it's not necessary to invent the wheel on every day, right? And about the learning methodologies that will prevail, I'm committed to continuous training, learning by projects with transversal proposals that combine different areas of learning, you know, like a puzzle in which all the pieces have to fit. So this is not new, because we have been working the several decades on PBL, project-based learning. And now I think in 20 years, we can say, oh, 20 years ago, these methodologies were already implemented. So at this moment, in my opinion, we have improved these methodologies, and for me, are the best. Project-based learning or problem-based learning. I would love that in 20 years, it should be the regular way to do it.